Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The Justice Department has got to step up its game. Tell you what, Merrick Garland has got to step up his game. And I'm not talking now, because I do frequently, about his failure to really move on prosecuting Trump, prosecuting the people that ginned up January 6th. What does he say? He's waiting for a referral from the January 6th commission. He's a prosecutor. If he has evidence, he should follow it. Shouldn't wait for political cover. No, I'm talking about something different. Something a little mundane, maybe, but very, very important. Part of the sanctions against the Ruskies are shutting off their supplies of computer chips. Computer chips. Because without them, their military suffers. They don't have an electronics industry. Their phones, their computers, everything gets shut down. And we've informed other countries that they better not sell them to Russia. And Taiwan has agreed. The Chinese, the Chaicoms, the mainland Chinese, the red Chinese, the communists, sort of silent. I suspect that they are funneling some to Russia. But they're not as good as ours, because the best ships come from the United States and Taiwan. But in any event, it turns out that people in the United States are sending them to them, even though it's a criminal offense. Let me give you some hard facts. You're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke if you don't know the facts. Well, you're getting the facts. There's a Rusky named Ilyas Sabirov, a felon, a crook, who has been importing these banned chips from the United States. These are high-performance computer chips, memory chips hardened to resist radiation and extreme temperatures. It's a very, very delicate technology. So, after the initial sanctions, after the occupation of Crimea, he went through a company in Austin, Texas, called Silicon Space Technology, which has since changed its name to SS Virago Technology. And they ship these hardened chips, more than 100 of them. They sent them to Bulgaria, which is not on a sanction list. And the guy got the package in Bulgaria, then got it to the Ruskies. And they go, we thought these were dual purpose chips. Listen, Jack, this isn't Justice Department. If a chip is banned for military technology and computer technology, just because it can be used in video games or something, you look at the banned use, you idiot. This is what he said. It's not a defense. Fortunately, the Justice Department did bring a criminal case against Sabirov and two Bulgarian businessmen who are in on this. The bad news is Sabirov is in Russia, and we're not going to be getting him anytime soon, and the Bulgarians we're not going to get hold of either. So what did we do to this company, Silicon Space Technology, who did it? We have them in the United States. They changed their name to Virago Technology. Well, nice try, Jack. Nice try, Jack. You commit a crime, and then you what? Change your clothes and put on a beard and a blonde wig, and so that's okay? No, that's not okay. They go, well, we didn't know. And what happens? They get fined. I think it was $497,000. $497,000? That's all that happened to them? And they're still in business? We've got to get a lot tougher through our Justice Department in enforcing these sanctions. These hardened memory chips, these high-performance chips, they're hardened to resist radiation and extreme temperatures. They're used in space technology, missile technology, nuclear weapon technology. Okay? And you have people, traitors in this country, who are sneakily finding a way to send it to him. If we bring a criminal charge against a Russian who Putin's protecting in Russia, two Bulgarian businessmen who disappear into thin air, and we find the company that sent them $497,000. Come on, that is ridiculous. Somebody has to go to prison. There was a Russian businessman in New Jersey. He was a naturalized citizen. He's a Ruski. He came over here a few years ago and got citizenship, and he's doing the same thing. You know, look, I've got word for you. Anybody who is making these chips has to be investigated. If they're a Ruski, even a naturalized Ruski, they have to be stopped from doing it. They're not citizens. They should be deported. Right now, throw them in a sack, throw them on a military transport plane, and dump them on the border of Russia and Finland, and say, vamoose. And if they are citizens, keep them under investigation. We have a dedication to multiculturalism in this country that I think is misplaced. I strongly love multiculturalism in two areas, music and food. I love food from any country, and I love music from any country. So, okay, let's take the Ruskies. What food do I like? I like pelmeni. It's very like a pierogi, Polish pierogi, which I really love. A little dumpling. It's a little dumpling that'll have cheese, meat, can have fruit in it, gonna be a sweet pierogi. The pelmeni is really the same, virtually the same. Love pelmeni. Excellent, excellent pelmeni. How about music? I love Tchaikovsky. His opera, Eugene Onegin, is one of the great operas. Tatiana's soliloquy in it is great. That's about all I like. I don't like their constitution. I don't like their strong historical tendency to authoritarianism, sadism, and murder. And I don't want them in this country, other than to make pelmeni and to try to come up with a composer like Tchaikovsky, which they won't, because they kill people like that under communism and under the Russian mafia. So we have really, really got to crack down more than we are in the Justice Department. You know, there had been an office there to investigate in China, to investigate Chinese agents in this country who are stealing IT and betraying us to communist China. Some of them are professors. They're supposed to fill out forms on what kind of contacts they have with Chinese industry and the military. They frequently lie. The head of the FBI said that they are opening several files a day based on Chinese infiltration of our businesses, Chinese infiltration of our universities and our labs. We're stealing stuff. And there was an office in the government, in the White House, to investigate this and keep an eye on it. That was just disbanded because of pressure from the left saying that somehow it was discriminatory. Why should we assume the Chinese nationals that are in this country would do that? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because they do do it. They do do it. All due process protections are there, but it is madness to continue to open files about Chinese infiltration and now Russian infiltration, and then find this company, $497,000 for betraying us, sending the memory chips that they can use in their nuclear weapons program? We need a lot tougher attorney general, in my view, for a lot of reasons, including January 6th and including what I just described. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.